This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, let's not forget, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch. Thanks for keeping America rolling again. Now, we also give a special shout-out to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and also bringing stuff into the hurricane-ravaged zone down there in the southwestern corner of Florida. Now, don't forget, Felix and the gang hauling the bulk mail. We appreciate you guys, too. That's the bulk mail haulers, and you do a great job. And we've also got our suicide jockeys, which haul the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse people who listen to us in the warehouse, and want to thank the company very much for doing that for them. And we also have the truck drivers out there listening in their trucks, the Amazon delivery drivers. We appreciate those guys, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch. You can also find us on MeWe. You can find us on Parler. You can find us on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all the same way. Captain's America is how you identify us over there, Captain's America. And our website, if you want to find out more, is the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Not only can you get our podcast over there, you can hear the radio show over there, and you can find out where our affiliates are and all that good stuff, and take advantage of some of the things we have on the website there for you as well. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us again. Kyle, hour number two. How about saying the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. With liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
No, I forgot indivisible. All right. Well, that's because it's an indivisible word. All right. Now, we also want to remind everybody that we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. All right, Mr. Kyle, we, of course, on this Friday are talking about a lot of different things, and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We're going to have a great weekend. We have 11 days to go until we vote in the primary. How about that?
It's really very, very exciting, isn't it, Captain? I mean, there is a momentum out there. And by the way, also, we want to make sure we say hello to Rock and Roll Chris up there in Massachusetts. He checked in with us earlier. And yes, but it's very exciting because, as I said, there's this momentum that's gathering. We're seeing a critical mass. You know, we're going to call it the red wave, what have you. But there's something afoot. And it's not just about Republicans.
No.
It's about many other voters of Democrat Party and so forth and others, independents, that are all getting into agreement that the Democrats have made a terrible, terrible mess.
Yes, indeed. Now, former President Donald Trump is set to go on a rally blitz for candidates that he's endorsed in at least four battleground states during the final days before the November 8th midterm. Now, we know that Trump is scheduled to hold rallies in Iowa, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Ohio in the span of 5 days until the eve of the elections, according to separate press releases issued through the Save America Political Action Committee yesterday. Now, Trump announced a November 6th rally in South Florida, somewhere in the Miami area, with Senator Marco Rubio. I believe Rick Scott might be there. But he did not invite, get this, he did not invite the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis.
Very interesting. Well, of course, you know, former President Trump can deliver a lot of people into a rally. He certainly makes the news when he comes to town. And it sort of got me thinking, though, Captain, you know, the Democrats, they don't have an equivalent of Donald Trump, do they? Of somebody who can actually come to town.
Hillary.
Maybe Hillary. Well, you know, but even so, I mean, can Hillary draw? I mean, she used to draw hundreds, right?
Wait a minute there, Kyle. Them's fighting words. You got me, and I'm going to get out there. I'll get out there and talk to all the people there, Kyle. I'll do it.
Yeah, but that's not going to be electrifying. It seems like Trump still has that electrifying capability. Whether he's going to be a candidate or not, that's a different story, maybe a whole different subject. But at least for the time being, President Trump will do these rallies, and that helps to energize primarily the base, of course. But it certainly does, again, point up the idea that the Republicans, the GOP, mm-hmm. maybe is a better way to put it, has the electricity and the momentum going into this.
Now, we're getting ready to go to break, so I'm just going to do something real quick here before we have to go. And again, folks, you heard me mention less than 2 weeks, 11 days before Election Day, Republicans lead in the closely watched midterm races for governor and U.S. Senator in Georgia, and they are leading in both of those races. Those are legitimate polls that are out there that have changed for the better when it comes to the governor and the Senate race with Herschel Walker. But you gotta continue to think that you're 20 points behind and get all your friends involved. Get them out to vote. This needs to be all hands on deck. Nobody sitting around. All hands on deck. Let's get her done. And I'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks very much, Frank. And before I get back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, I want to remind everybody, you heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and how his pillow has given me a good night's sleep when I need it. Yep, it has, and I don't get that much sleep. And when I do, that pillow's right there, and it freaking works. That's all I can tell you. Now, he continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest is the towel set. And towels aren't something you think about very often, and I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year when I bought them. Now, you've all helped build MyPillow into an incredible company that it is today, and have trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. But now Mike is changing the game with his 6-piece towel set. Now, this set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel that you look for in a towel. It comes with 2 bath towels, and these are big bath towels. They wrap around my big butt. How about that? 2 hand towels and 2 washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98. But for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.98. That's a savings of $50 with the promo code CAPTAIN. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for more details. Again, the product code is CAPTAIN. Now, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page to get this insanely low price of $39.98 on the 6-piece towel set. Now, you're going to find deep discounts there, along with other MyPillow products as well. And don't forget to enter the promo code CAPTAIN or call 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN
for these great radio specials. You'll find other specials over there on that page that you're going to really love to get a hold of. All right, back to Kyle Warren, Professor of Policy. Say, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, looking at the countryside, Catholic leaders nationwide are taking real issue with Joe Biden's support of abortions. And Archbishop William Laurie slammed Joe Biden's abortion push. And remember, Biden is supposed to be a Catholic, remember?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they threatened to excommunicate Nancy Pelosi over all this.
Right. You'll find that there still will be, you know, some of the more liberal elements in the clergy and so forth that are going to embrace her. And certainly, though, of course, Joe Biden professes to be a Catholic. That seems to go against the Catholic teaching.
It does.
But again, Joe Biden is a politician. And so he's happy to tell you he's a Catholic. He's happy to tell you he's a this or a that, I think, no matter what, as long as he's getting the political support. So it's unfortunate, but it's since time immemorial, politicians have gone astray of what they say their core beliefs are.
He'll also tell you one of these.
That's right.
Now, Pennsylvania's top election official warned that there will be delays in counting the midterm votes next month, declaring that the results would not be delivered on election night. Now, this is the acting Secretary of State, Lee Chapman, who's a Democrat, who this week told a local NPR radio station that it's really important for us, meaning Pennsylvania, to get accurate information about the election process in Pennsylvania. Now, that delay, she alleged, will be because election workers cannot pre-canvass or count mail-in ballots before November 8th. The date of the midterm elections. Now, I know that's true, but if you've got the automated machine working, the mail-in ballots aren't that hard to do. I know, I did them. I actually counted some when I worked for the Supervisor of Elections Office one election back about 4 years ago.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, given the practicalities of counting ballots or what the legalities are in terms of when you can actually start counting them, those are they go into the mix. But what people want, Captain, I think it's reasonable, is to have a result on election night so that they, in many ways, they can go to bed that night knowing who won the election and start up the next day. Sometimes it bleeds over into the next day. But having to wait for long periods of time only exacerbates the notion that sometimes there's something fishy with the elections. And so that's one of those things that I think a lot of people want. They want a quick result.
Now, you heard about the Inflation Reduction Act, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did it reduce any of the inflation?
Well, no. And here's why. The White House acknowledged that some of the provisions of the Inflation Reduction Act will not kick in until next year. And they also said that at this stage, it's more about sending a signal to the voters that the Biden administration is attuned to their concerns and they are listening.
Well, is it? I have to quote Dana Carvey, Captain, back from the old Saturday Night Live days. Isn't that special?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that special?
Yeah.
I can't imagine, you know, do they really believe that, we're listening to you, but it'll kick in sometime next year, but, you know, hopefully you don't go, like, under before then, you know. It's just more stuff that they think is going to help them, and it's too little too late.
That's absolutely correct. That's the way I feel about it. Now, two Florida polls now have double-digit leads for both Governor Ron DeSantis over Democrat Charlie Crist and Marco Rubio over Democrat Val Demings. Now, separate polls conducted by the Florida Chamber of Commerce and the Mason-Dixon Polling and Strategy Service give DeSantis an 11-point lead over Crist. And it looks like he's doing well with Hispanics, notwithstanding his asylum-seeking airlift from Texas to Massachusetts, with 59% telling the chamber that they plan to vote for Governor Crist. How about that?
Yep. Very interesting. Yeah.
And one other point, though, is that the surveys were conducted before the DeSantis-Crist debate. The Crist team hopes his performance that night might swing some support his way. And I can tell you that I've seen some numbers on the poll that's out that night, and he was up as high as 14%.
Well, Captain, do you think that, practically speaking, this is going to be Crist's last campaign? He may not be able to really wage another one if he, in fact, really does get beaten the way that it looks like he's going to in terms of these polls.
I can hear him now saying to Joe Biden or whoever else would be in a position to help him, well, I can always be an ambassador. I can be an ambassador to China. I can be an ambassador to England. Heck, I can be an ambassador to Russia. I'd love to be an ambassador. I can hear him say that now.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he'll land on his feet, but what's happening when you get bit, and of course Ron DeSantis is also, Governor DeSantis is a real powerhouse here, and I think he's just a runaway. I don't think he's beatable at this point for anything.
Not by Charlie Crist.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. And the momentum is there. The results are there, by the way, in Florida. The leadership is there. Mm-hmm. All those things are so important, and you can't just make a campaign commercial and make that go away.
And what have you heard me call Charlie Crist before? What name?
What's that?
A perfume parlor snake.
Perfume parlor snake.
Yep, perfume parlor snake. Yeah, that's exactly what he is.
Well, and also, as you were mentioning, Democrat Charlie Crist, well, he hasn't always been a Democrat.
No, he started out as a Republican, and he went after the Senate nomination against Marco Rubio as a Republican, got beat, and then he figured, well, I can win anyway. He became an independent and ran as an independent candidate. He didn't come that close, but he didn't get it. And then when he ran for the House of Representatives, he immediately switched over to Democrat because he had an opportunity there where he thought he could win. And he did. And he's still a Democrat.
Right. For now. Right.
Well, they won't take him back in the Republican Party. They will not.
No. But it just shows, again, it's being opportunistic. And voters, they see that. They sense that. They like authenticity. They don't like, tell me what you want to hear, and I'll just be whatever party you want me to be. Yeah.
And folks, we're going to take a break. Kyle, you hang on. And when we come back from the break, folks, I'm going to tell you something that's really interesting here. Very quietly, the price of oil and the price of gasoline have been going up. The refiners have raised the price of gasoline 40 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks. And you did not see it go up at the pumps. I wonder why that is. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is commending Micron Technology for its plan to build a new computer chip fabrication plant in New York. Speaking in Syracuse, Biden saying it's one of the most significant investments the country has ever seen. Top officials in Texas are announcing money for a new elementary school in Uvalde. Governor Greg Abbott was among those to reveal $15 million will go toward building a new school. The money comes after a shooting at Robb Elementary School back in May left 19 students and two teachers dead. The Houston Astros will turn to their ace to start Game 1 of the World Series. The team announcing Justin Verlander will be on the mound in Friday night's matchup against the Philadelphia Phillies. Verlander will become the second pitcher to start a World Series game in three different decades, joining former Astro Roger Clemens. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroSmile.com and tell them the captain said.
Alrighty, and don't forget, everybody, that HeroesMile.com, that website, is an organization, veterans helping veterans and first responders helping first responders. Whatever problem is you might have, whether it's PTSD, whether it's some marital problems, whether it's money problems, whatever the problem might be, these are people just like you. Some of them have been through what you've been through. Matter of fact, many of them have, and they're able to talk to you and help you out. So the website, heroesmile.com, heroesmile.com. Check them out. They'd be happy to talk to you. And the phone number, if you want to call them, is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-888-VET, V-E-T, now, N-O-W, the number 2, heroesmile.com. Go over there, check them out, and tell them the captain sent you. Be glad you did. All right, back to first Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line, so I'm going to switch over here, and we'll pick up the caller. I think I know who it is. Is this you, Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. American citizens, Spanish, African-Americans, and our white brothers and sisters remember vividly when President Trump produced low gas prices, no shortages whatsoever, and a thriving economic workplace. Now, when I came up in elementary school, we started our day with a silent prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. We were visited by Chief of Police, the Fire Chief, the County Sheriff, Florida Highway Patrol. The mayor visited us and spoke on the subject of success. Fast forward to today, Barack Hussein Obama and Joe Biden, introduction to our young people to socialism, wokers, Marxism. They make gays number one citizens. The far left is number two, and Republicans or anyone who disagrees with them are placed last. Over 90% of woke college HBCUs, universities, black and white, are taught to hate God through social media platforms who coordinate and work together, and deep underground rap music that have turned men to women and women to men. My parents taught me to be a critical thinker, to blaze my own damn trail, to work hard. Biden and Obama do not give a damn about you. Do you ever see politicians' children and grandchildren knocking over jewelry stores, restaurants, and city rioting, destruction of community businesses, robbing, killing in mainly uncontrolled blue states? The rich shields their family members. Citizens in America, it's time to shield your loved ones from the far-left socialists. Thanks, Captain. Have a great day.
All right, well, it's a little bit more than shielding. It's just getting rid of this socialism and progressivism and fascism altogether. We don't need to have it anywhere. I don't care what they say. It's not part of America. It's not part of our Constitution. It's not part of our way of living. So it's time to take that and bury it somewhere in a sandpile.
Well, agreed. It doesn't work. It is a control system. That's I think, what it's primarily designed to do. It doesn't free people. It doesn't free their spirits. It doesn't free their abilities. It doesn't really free their choices. It's something that is really a big lie.
Right. Now, the Saudi Arabian foreign minister, matter of fact, the oil minister, said that, and he warned us, said that using emergency oil reserves may become very painful in the months to come. I got my thought about this, but you first. What do you think he's talking about?
Well, I think he's got to be talking about the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
But how's it going to be very painful in the months to come?
Well, number one, of course, you're depleting it, or Biden's depleting it for political purposes. That's the long and the short of it. Trying to replace it or trying to get oil in an emergency is going to be incredibly difficult.
Well, if they don't start producing a bunch of diesel, number two diesel, and we run out of diesel fuel and our trucks have to slow down or stop, they are going to create a massive, massive recession in this problem, because there won't be enough food on the shelves in many cases to supply the people that need it. And they are toying with that right now with what they're doing.
Well, just, you know, take the idea of when we had a lot of these supply chain problems and then amplify it many, many times. That's what you're looking at. I mean, if you thought it was bad then with stores not being able to restock their shelves easily, I mean, imagine what it could be like.
Well, yeah, I don't want to imagine what it's going to be like, because I know I've been through this before years ago when the refineries weren't able to put up the amount of fuel that they had been before. And obviously trucks run on diesel. They do not run on electric. They won't run on electric. They can take that and they can just stick it where the sun don't shine. They're going to continue to run on diesel because their costs are so much cheaper rather than having to go to electric and put everything over there when you're not even sure you can take an electric truck that weighs 80,000 pounds and go more than 150 miles.
Well, exactly. In fact, I was just going to say, watch for certain administration officials to say, this is an amazing opportunity to really start to see that we need to convert over to electricity and electric semi-trucks and stuff like that.
Think about this.
Yeah.
The heavier the load, the bigger the battery power would have to be to pull that load from point A to B. The batteries aren't big enough, aren't powerful enough to do that when it comes to trucks.
Well, of course. And, you know, maybe sometime in the future, you know, technology is always improving. That's for sure. But right now, and for the foreseeable future, it's not the option. But what's happened, though, Captain, is it becomes a political declaration. I'm for electric semi-trucks, which makes you better than everybody else, because anybody else would say, no, wait a minute, trucks run on diesel. Well, that's just dinosaur stuff, and you're not going to, you know. It's that kind of ridiculous thing that puts us in these bad positions.
Now, we talked about diesel. I'm going to mention home heating oil costs because that's in the mix here. The price of gasoline wholesale at the refinery is currently $3.01 per gallon. It was $2.61 a gallon about 2 weeks ago. I have been sitting here watching and waiting for the price of gasoline to go up at the gasoline stations. And so far it hasn't. I believe, and I don't think I'm wrong, I believe that some sort of silent deal was made between this administration and the oil companies so that they would sit on that additional cost of fuel and not raise it right now when we have an election coming up. But afterwards, I'd say all bets are off.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, Captain, in the sense that, you know, they would try to make some kind of a deal, but it's more desperation. It's not going to create, I think, the kind of reversal that they would want, although I don't put it past them to try it. That's for sure. I mean, one of the reasons Biden went to Saudi Arabia was to try to get more oil out there so the price would go down, essentially. So, yeah, I wouldn't put it past him.
Yep, and that didn't work with the Saudis, and it should have worked with us. But, like I say, I've watched the wholesale price of oil go up 40 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks and 2 days. And, by the way, we're now 11 days out from the midterm election.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, they try to capitalize on things like the 2.6% growth. You know, they'll try to encapsulate any, quote, good news that they can and try to bend the whole world to it. Well, it's not going to work because there's simply, number one, there's not enough time for anything to percolate like that through the economy and for people to see any real change. Right now, they're saying...
Speaking of time,
mm-hmm.
It's all about turnout on Election Day, November 8th. It's all about turnout. You people need to bring a friend, bring a neighbor, bring your mother-in-law, bring your whoever. Bring them and get them to vote. Turn them out. Get them to vote. We need all the votes we can muster. So in case they try to play games, it won't work. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more. Our Truckers Highway and Byway Report's on deck. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. From the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ swinging that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters in the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. About a sweet little farmer's child. They got a little blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the redneck
is Luke Bryan, and that's one of my favorites that he's done. That's called Country Girl, Shake It For Me. What you think, Kyle?
Yeah, that's kind of, I really like that one. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're getting down with it. And I'm not so sure if it's the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders that they've got dancing off in the background or whatnot, but they're doing something. And it kind of looks like that's what that was. But anyway, they didn't have their uniforms on. They were just wearing, like, blue jeans and whatever, you know, like casual stuff. Okay, well, Mr. Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, if you're coming across I-90 up in the Montana area, if you're coming out of Bozeman, heading east out of Bozeman towards Big Timber, you've got some high wind advisories up in that area this morning, so be aware of that. Denver area, we've got a freeze warning this morning. Also, our friends in Salt Lake City also have a hard freeze warning. Frost advisory north of Redding on Interstate 5 in Northern California, heading on up through Medford, so you can colder temperatures there. And also, of course, we're taking a look at some of the rain that's coming in, Captain, and definitely looks like Seattle and Portland will be having some rain here today on Friday. In fact, since last hour, we see on the radar map the rain is starting to approach more towards Seattle and Portland, so be aware of that. Also, rain tonight near Roswell, New Mexico, and that's actually moved on a little bit east of Roswell since last hour, but if you're heading over towards Texas, you're going to have rain coming across the road this morning, so be careful out there.
I wonder what they do with all those homeless camps that are up there in Portland, in particular, when it rains like that, because some of them are down in low areas where it floods.
That's a very good question. Yeah, rains a lot, for sure.
All righty. Well, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to go back over and look at Texas, where last hour we had a bunch of severe storms moving across. Most of them have stopped. Most of them have gone away now because they've lost that daytime heating effect over there, but they'll be back. They'll be back. And we do have a little bit of rain. It looks like along I-20 right now, around Pecos. And I don't know if that's moving anywhere yet, but there is rain in that area. So taking a look down on the Gulf, we'll go down there and take a look at the fact that we got some gale winds down there all the way from Brownsville and right on the border, Texas border with Mexico, all the way around to just west of New Orleans, around about halfway across Louisiana. I'll just put it this way, on the very western edge of New Orleans. So that's where the windy and the all that stuff is coming on off the Gulf. Now, moving over into Pensacola and Mobile, Alabama, we do have some weather there. They're getting some rain coming in off the Gulf there. They're also getting some very windy conditions as well. So that's going to continue during the course of the evening. Going over to the ocean side from about St. Augustine now all the way up to the North Carolina line, almost all the way to Cherry Point and up there off the coast with Virginia. You do have some weather conditions as far as the gale conditions with the waves and whatnot, and then right about in Virginia, around Norfolk, and up Chesapeake Bay, and further up the line, Delaware in particular, Maryland in particular, along the coast, you do have some rain right now going on there, and it looks like as if there's some scattered showers going up through New Jersey as well, probably on the Jersey Turnpike. Same thing looks like it applies in Long Island, and you've also got some rough seas along Long Island up towards all the way to Nova Scotia. So be advised of that. Plus, there's some scattered showers through there, too. Northern part of Connecticut, you do have some rain. Now, that's what we got to look at there. And, Kyle, I want you to tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, and then tell us how to hear your show.
Well, folks, don't forget, you can go to pilotflyingj.com to find out about all the great things you can find at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, including the My Rewards Plus app, where you can start earning points in everything you buy, get other special great offers to you as well. That's the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and we'll talk to you. Let me see. We'll talk to you in a weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain. Take care.
Have yourself a great day there, Kyle.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we'll catch him tonight in a weekend edition all across the countryside. Now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us, and we've got some very interesting news that seems to be shaping up here when it comes to Joe Biden and the hot mic with Charles Checky Boy Schumer. Did you hear about that?
I did.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think he was just trying to put a momentary snapshot, positive spin on things, especially after the Fetterman debate. So he didn't sound terribly reassuring to me when he was talking to Biden, but I guess he's just trying to make Biden feel good.
Biden looks like he's in shock when he got the news. He's got the expression on his face like, you said what? He's got that just that expression on his face.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know that Biden's not watching all this stuff. He doesn't know what's going on the ground. So, you know, he didn't watch the debate. He was in bed.
Well, he should have been, but we don't know. But who knows? Who knows? By the way, we also know that we have got a lot of maneuvering, a lot of shifting going on right now with these campaigns. Money, the Democrats are taking money from one campaign that may not be going anywhere, maybe a lost cause, and putting it in another campaign. People are coming out about that stuff and saying things, they're not happy. What are you doing? You're taking money away from our campaign. We need that money. Well, if you're not close enough to count, I guess maybe it needs to go somewhere else.
Well, I know the Democrats pulled their money out of Florida. They're trying to give it up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I think that they're very worried about Patty Murray and her race, and they should be. I'm a little unsure really what's happening in the Arizona between Kelly and Blake Masters. It looks like to me that Blake Masters is going to prevail, but other things are saying that he's not. So I think that the Democrats are pouring a lot of money in there. I know they put in a lot in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see where that one necessarily goes. I think Senator Ron Johnson should be ahead in that one.
Yeah, and Kerry has just shot way up in front in Arizona, so that's looking good. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon will be coming back. Got to give you the news. And the weather and your station's got to pay some bills, too. And I'll see you on the return. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.